This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden and former President Trump are both notching convincing primary election wins in Michigan. On the Republican side, Trump defeated challenger Nikki Haley after beating her in her home state of South Carolina last week. While Trump's essentially secured the GOP nomination, Haley has vowed to stay in the race, arguing both Trump and Biden are unpopular among most Americans. On the Democratic side, a not-so-insignificant number of Michigan voters turned in a protest vote against President Biden for his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. The man who might have shed more light on the timing of the romance between Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis and one of her special prosecutors in the election interference case against Donald Trump did not on Tuesday.
You're an officer of the court, correct?
I am.
And you're under oath today?
I am.
Is there any of your testimony from today or the previous days that you want to correct?
That I want to correct?
Yes.
No, I've told you everything that you've... I've answered everything that you asked.
Divorce lawyer Terrence Bradley was compelled to testify about when the relationship between D.A. Willis and Nathan Wade began. He says he does not recall. Lawyers for Wade and Willis claim the relationship began after they started working together on the Trump case. The use of Paxlovid could save lives and money, USA's John Schaefer explains.
University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis, based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave, could save lives and money. According to the UT report, widespread use could have reduced hospitalizations by hundreds of thousands, resulting in estimated savings of $57 to $170 billion. The research indicates that Paxlovid use could potentially save around 30,000 lives during a significant outbreak.
This is USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
President Biden and former President Trump both notched primary election wins in Michigan Tuesday. On the Republican side, Trump defeated challenger Nikki Haley again after beating her in her home state of South Carolina last week. On the Democratic side, Biden notched the win. However, many Michigan Arab American voters turned in an uncommitted ballot as a protest vote to President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Some Republicans think President Biden's border visit this week is just a stunt.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is dismissing it as merely a photo opportunity.
Joe Biden and the Democrats deliberately broke this system. They caused the highest rate of illegal immigration in history.
Cruz anticipates that if former President Donald Trump is reelected, there will be a decrease in the rate of illegal immigration. He attributes the potential decline to the enforcement of existing laws by the Republican frontrunner.
USA's John Schaefer. Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voicing his support for conducting a comprehensive
Senate impeachment trial for the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, the Kentucky Republican expressed his belief a trial would be the optimal path forward. Earlier this month, the House voted to impeach Mayorkas, citing concerns regarding his management of the U.S.-Mexico border. In February, consumer confidence dropped. As reported by the Conference Board, it fell by nearly 4 points following three consecutive months of improvement. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Before the top of the hour, guess who we got, huh? I'm telling you, we saved the best for last. I'm telling you, it's always good to be talking to my good friend John Schlitt. Lead singer, formerly of Petra, earned 4 Grammy Awards, 10 GMA Dub Awards, 2 RIAA certified gold albums, you name it, he's won it because he's just that good, and he blesses us with his presence right now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Well, hi, Bill. I don't know. With that kind of intro, what can I say?
Just thank you, God. Thank you, amen. God, for the career and the blessing that and how this is, John. You over the years, I mean, decades of blessings, and you know, God anointed you. I believe He sanctified you, set you apart in a very special way, and. What can I say? On top of being just a blessing, you're just a great humanoid, you know? You're a good person, and, you know?
Well, thank you, Bill. Oh, my God.
If I can say, because some people, you know, sometimes, you know, you can get caught up into the glamour and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, which isn't to say that you haven't been tempted, because we're all falling short. But yet, you know, God has really protected you throughout all this.
Oh, you know, I just realized that I got a second chance, and I am so grateful to my Lord, and to have a chance to use the talents He gave me to do the commission that we were all required to do. I mean, God didn't ask much, or He did, you know, and that's to spread the word about Jesus Christ. And in my case, He allows me to do it through music. He put me with some of the most amazing writers in the world, some of the most amazing musicians, and I've been blessed to be able to do this for years, as you said, decades. So for me to be uppity or, you know, a little arrogant, there's no room for it, because it certainly wasn't anything I did.
Yeah. Well, certainly, I mean, you're part of it. God used you. You're a willing servant of the Lord that said, okay, here I am. Use me. And God has done that. And in the process, this is the cycle of blessing. You know, you're blessed to be blessed, and, you know, you've been faithful to that. And I think this is why your, you know, career has been extended. And now here we're going to be talking about your three CD set that's coming out that I know you're excited to talk about. I mean, which really it's a catalog of your music history, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, outside of Petra, believe it or not, yeah. I actually have a little bit of a history outside of Petra, and it's been a real honor to be able to do it. I never tried to compete with that ministry because there was no need, but I was able to venture out in what God puts in my heart personally, and again, able to use some of the most amazing musicians, writers, producers, and put together quite a package. And through the years, you know, it added up, and I'm just really excited to be able to bring across a sort of a compilation of what God's done in that situation.
Mm-hmm. It had to be eye-opening. Because I think there's sometimes, you know, even my son, you know, he'll go, oh, Dad, you know, tell me about your radio career, you know, and you know, which has stemmed over 50 years or so, estimated, plus. And you know, and you really don't think about it in that context. And then he starts asking questions. And as you go through and you realize, go, wow, I've been really blessed. I mean, I've had great opportunities, met awesome people, you know, such as yourself, and, you know, been at moments of history, you know, whether it was with, you know, Robert Kennedy and his assassination, and, you know, Rosie Grier, you know, which to this day people are still confused. They think it was Rayford Johnson that got the gun, but it was Rosie Grier that actually got the gun from Ciaran. And so, you know, things in your life that you do that are associated with the media that you take for granted, but for you, here you are in looking back at your music history and you're unfolding this and you probably first think, okay, outside of Petra, what have I done? And then you start looking at it and you go, whoa, man, I've done a lot of stuff here.
Yeah. Yeah, when Gerda Records asked me if I would consider doing it's not a best of, but it's a documentary basically of my past music. And I said, are you sure? Really? You got it? And they said, oh, absolutely. We think this is amazing, especially with what's going on with the 50th anniversary with Petra. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow, I'm honored. And they put together a package that was amazing. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud to be part of it. And that's not a, you know, an arrogant pride. It's just it's a thankful pride of saying thank you, because there's a lot of material that was on my own label, and I've told everybody before, I'm a lousy label, so it really didn't get any too much exposure. Mm-hmm. But to be able to put 40 songs on 3 CDs and have a really just a documentary, basically, telling the story of what God has done in my life through music and through other actions that will be talked about. It's just great. And to call it Joshua history, I think absolutely made sense. It's not Petra history, it's Schlitt history. And right. I'm very excited about it.
John, when you revisit your history like this, I can sense that, you know, at times as you're listening to some of these cuts, it could be emotional. I mean, because you're remembering where you were at that time.
Uh-huh.
When, you know, you cut the song, what was happening in your life, and how maybe that music related, and, you know, the words that God gave you to sing, and that, you know, I just, you know, when you go back and you remember things like that, I can imagine the level of emotionality and how it increases.
Oh, absolutely. Every song I've ever sang as a Christian artist, again, I've been blessed to be able to do some of the most classic stuff that's ever been. But I've always tried my hardest to be real with the message. In other words, it's not a job. It's a blessing. It's a ministry. With every song I've ever sang as a Christian artist, I've tried my best to make sure that it comes across not only a great song, but a song with a message that changes lives. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not even super direct, I try to bring across that attitude of there's a reason you're listening to this song other than just entertainment.
Is there anything else, John, that you feel you'd like to do? Because it's not like, I mean, some people said, well, John, you know, you're wrapping up your career, you know, you've got the Petra tour 50 years, now the history of John Schlitt. Is there something else that keeps you up at night that God has dropped into your spirit and says, hey, John, how about if we do this?
Well, actually, right this moment. I've tried to go without music before, right after Petra retired. I tried to get out of music, and it just doesn't work. So I have a feeling that as long as God allows me to sing, as long as I still have a range and stamina and actually way past my years already.
Let's go to a quick break, and we'll pick it up on the other side. More from John Schlett after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Better when you're not.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. My good friend John Schlitt is with us, talking about his new 3D set coming out. Or is it out now, John? John Schlitt,
no, as we speak, it'll be out in 2 days.
Okay.
But let's just say it's out now.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do that because we're going to be playing this this interview several times. So by the time you hear this, it will be out. You need to get your hands on it. It is a real treat. And also, you know, before the break, we were talking about I want to talk about the building ministry, but also, you know, about any new projects, because for some reason, I don't know why, John, but I'm hearing a set from you of just classic gospel music songs, the old tried and true song. I just want to hear those songs with the John Schlitt, signature.
That is by no means out of the question. If someone came to me and said, I have these a collection of the classic praise and worship songs that are very, very unique, mm-hmm. and I want to do it in your style, I would be there in a heartbeat. Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. Well, good, because I felt like that's what God had dropped him. And I'm taking a chance here, because I can hear this, John, as we're talking. This is what, you know, for me as a fan, I would love to hear, because I love gospel music. I love you. And to put these two together, I mean, Lord have mercy. I mean, I could see a lot of people going into heaven listening to the songs that you were singing. Some great gospel traditional songs.
That would be an honor if anyone ever feels that to do a project like that. I would be excited to be able to be part of it. Singing with an orchestra has always been a dream of mine that I would love to do one of these days. With a major classic Christian big production type of thing, I would love to be part of that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
There's plenty of things, Bill, that I haven't done that I wouldn't mind doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at God willing, you know, that this isn't just something that's coming out of the ether here. Perhaps it's God inspired, maybe prophetic here, breaking news here in this interview that this would happen, that maybe the right people, who knows, they're going, look at, I've had this project, I've been sitting on it for a long time, because sometimes that's what happens with God-given projects. I mean, after all, there was a guy that was building an ark, and it was about a 100-year project. So I don't know, you know, but we'll see.
You've got a point. But, you know, I think just being available mm-hmm. for all of us, being
yes.
available and it, sometimes just being totally surprised with what God opens up for you, mm-hmm. but you walk through and you when it's all said and done, you go, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. A great job, God.
Yeah. Amen.
never shortchange God.
Amen. Because with him, it's always about life. And life manifests itself in so many ways, whether it's music or, like you say, I want to say a side gig, but it's not really a side hustle. I mean, this has been something that, you're talented, you're gifted in building and putting things together. There's just no end to you, John Schlitt.
Well, God has been quite a blessing. No doubt about it. I just, my wish, my hope is that with the talents he's given me, I'm taking to where he wants me to take them. And I guess I think that's my biggest, not concern, but my biggest wish.
Well, yeah, because you want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, after all is said and done, don't we?
Absolutely. I don't want him shaking his head and go, John, I have bigger plans for you, buddy.
Yeah, like who are you? You know, kind of deal. Whoa, that stiffens my my spine really quick. You know,
that could scare us all.
So let's talk about your building ministry. Tell our audience about that, because this is something that you do. As a service, you're just out there, you know, serving people, and this is really a big part of your heart.
Well, with all the time, for a while, I had a lot of spare time, buddy. Not right at this moment, but it allowed me to visualize the possibility of being able to help in different ways other than music. And it formulated something called Build It Ministries, which basically, I think really when it comes down to it, I want to be able to help others that slip through the cracks. For instance, people that actually have a productive life but are down and out right now. You know, people that aren't in a breadline necessarily, but are scared and hurting because of a medical problem, you know, a medical disaster, or and they really get lost in the shuffle because there's so many others that have needs also that seem to go before them. Mm-hmm. So I try to find those people that are working hard, but have a catastrophe. And I can come in and help there. And it's right. Really hunt and search. Now, don't get me wrong. If there's someone else that says, listen, I'm just, if someone comes to me and says, I feel God wants, I need to tell you this story.
Yes.
And if it matches what we have I'll tell you the truth. If it hits my heart right, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell a story. You know, we got about 5 minutes left here, John. You know, give us some stories with Build It Ministries and lives that you've changed. You know, and just as you said, you know, you get a story, you hear the background, and you feel confirmation that God says, yeah, do that project.
Well, one project, I think a year ago, we had a lady who has a disabled little girl who's growing up. I mean, she is one of those that can't function without help. And, you know, for a long time, her mother could lift her up, put her in the car, this kind of thing, and she's just getting too big. So my church, brought out the need. And the need was she needed a van. She needed a van that wheelchair accessible type of thing. And it just so happened that I had some connections to that kind of thing. And I was able, Build It Ministries was able through some amazing people that could volunteer their skills and their finances. And we were able to get her a van that's wheelchair accessible. And from then on, and then about that time, she was gifted with a wheelchair. That, and so no longer did she have to lift that little one up, which was turning into not quite so little anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she could wheel her in or wheel her out, and her siblings were super excited because now they could go do stuff that they couldn't do before. That's an amazing blessing. And how did it happen? I heard it from the church.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to help. And they said, and God put all the things together for us to be able to provide that.
Well, God bless you so much, John Schlitt. A website they can go to, so this way, this breaking news that you teased them about, they can find out about.
Absolutely. Just Google Petra, and sooner or later, you're going to see the information.
Stay tuned for details, and also stay tuned for this album that I sense is on the horizon. We're talking full orchestration. We're talking classical gospel music, John Schlitt. I'm telling you, I'm hearing this. I think it's going to be awesome.
Oh, buddy, thank you.
How's that for a tease, huh? Stay tuned for details. you got it. All right, pal, take care. God bless you a ton. We'll talk to you. We'll see you next week.
God bless you, too.
Take
Always
care.
Great
Ciao.
To talk to you, my friend.
This report is sponsored by Robert Half. Is your company prepared to overcome today's hiring challenges? With the skills gap growing, historically low unemployment rates, and fewer workers choosing to pursue new opportunities, 9 out of 10 hiring managers say it's challenging to find the talent they need. Robert Half's Demand for Skilled Talent report presents exclusive data to help overcome these obstacles in an increasingly competitive labor market. Explore current hiring and employment trends, learn which roles are in greatest demand and what's driving company hiring plans. Gain effective strategies to attract and retain top talent, including common hiring mistakes and how to avoid them. Though employers may have more leverage in today's job market, skilled talent is still hard to find. Candidates who have the skills required to boost company productivity, prevent employee burnout, and complete mission-critical projects are in high demand. Companies need a thoughtful hiring and retention plan to effectively compete for top talent. Access the exclusive report at roberthalf.com/demand for skilled talent.
USA News Update. Attorneys for accused Moscow, Idaho killer Brian Koberger will be arguing for a change of trial venue in court Wednesday. Koberger charged in connection with the murder of four University of Idaho college students in 2022. Defense attorneys will argue the trial should be moved out of Latah County, Utah, because the jury pool would be too small to find impartial jurors there. It could cost you more to Netflix and chill, USA's John Schaefer.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Right now, you can... Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, it seems like things are changing in the marketplace, and understandably, because the marketplace really does respond to reality. You can come with all these different theories, but the bottom line is the bottom line, and it looks like we're talking about skills versus degrees. What's more important in today's workforce? That's the question, right? Well, Doris Savron is going to be joining us to talk about the shift to skills-based hiring and what it means for workers, students, and employers. Doris Savron is Vice President of Colleges, Assessment, and Curriculum at the University of Phoenix. Doris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Are you saying that what's happening is maybe a return to more of a merit-based type of alignment as opposed to, hey, I've got the degree? Because I guess the bottom line is the bottom line, and people are realizing it's, yeah, the degree is nice, but can you get the job done?
Yeah, so we're seeing actually a focus more to skills even. So a few years ago, we saw patterns where employers are struggling to hire talent. And then the pandemic came and that intensified their struggle. And so this shift really was their change in strategy to say, what roles really truly need degrees and what roles can we hire based on skills? And as long as somebody can demonstrate they have those skills, we'll hire them. Mm-hmm. The degree in some roles was creating this paper ceiling where it's blocking out potential people that were ready to do the job and just weren't qualified because of that piece of paper. And so that shift is really something we're starting to see increase through the employer lens even so today.
How much of an increase has there been? How much of a shift, Doris?
Well, you've seen large employers and even governmental employers in many states announce, hey, we're not going to require degrees for the sake of requiring degrees. We're going to evaluate each role and focus on the skills. And if some require those higher level skills that are earned by a degree, great. But there are some that could be done if you can just demonstrate that you have certain knowledge in a particular area.
Are we getting back to the area where, you know, businesses would hire people who had a skill set, and then if there was a need for degrees, then that's where the business would come in and partner with that individual and say, look, hey, we're gonna help support your college education because we're partnering through this experience and your job relationship here with this company.
Yeah, we are seeing in studies that employees do prefer to stay with their employers. So our Career Optimism Index, as well as Brookings Institute, has shown, hey, to retain employees, employers are going to have to think about, you know, providing those opportunities to upskill and provide clarity and transparency on how can I grow if I stay with you. So we're definitely seeing that become important to employers because they want to retain their talent.
Yeah, as you say, the index showed that while more than half of Americans are seeking their next career move, 70% would prefer to stay in their company if they were given more opportunities to learn and apply new skills. That's huge, Doris. I mean, you think about that human potential and all that experience. When I was running businesses and I'd see people go to the exit and I'm thinking, boy, that's a lot of experience. I poured a lot of mentoring into them that's going out the door that some other company is going to take advantage of now?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is so much more effective to invest in the talent that you currently have and prepare them for future needs that you're going to have than it is to start from scratch and go outside. So that's why we recommend both individuals track their skills so they know what they already have, and then identify what future opportunities they might want to go after so they know how to close those gaps. And to employers, we're recommending make sure you go first internally to understand what you have on the team and then create investments in upskilling so that you can keep that talent.
This could change the environment quite radically in a very positive way for businesses, because if you've got happy people at work, which, according to statistics is a bit rare, and what makes a happy person is when their giftings and talents are being exercised, they're being developed, they're properly compensated, that makes for, a contented employee that can, do some excellent things on behalf of the organization, isn't it?
Yeah, we absolutely have data that says an engaged employee actually is a more productive employee, is actually a better employee to serve your customers as well, because they're in it all the way, right? So they're living those values, and those strategies are just as important to them as they are to the leaders of the organization.
Well, we're talking with Doris Zabron, Vice Provost of Colleges Assessment and Curriculum at the University of Phoenix. Doris, just a little side trip here. I'm fascinated that you're a Vice Provost of Colleges Assessment and Curriculum at the University of Phoenix. How did you land this job?
So I actually started in a completely different environment, did training and development in a corporate environment, and just fell in love with the idea of equipping people with learning and what that did for their future potential. So I started to teach with the University of Phoenix when they first opened a campus in Ohio, and fell in love with their mission and said, this is what I would do. I want to be able to support individuals who have these goals to move into different roles and be a part of that mission in serving those individuals while also using my skills as a leader and continuing to grow and learn along the way.
Wow. Very cool. Well, and that's neat, because when somebody finds, a round peg, for their round sort of experiences, you've got a good fit there, right? And it seems like you've got a good fit there at the University of Phoenix, and it's paying dividends. And, of course, as you are living this out, then that's what you want for other people, right?
Exactly. I've been here 23 years, and it's just incredible to watch the students' lives that are transformed because they're learning new skills, but then also to watch people inside the organization put their skills to use and continue to grow and take advantage of that. So we want employers to build that same environment, and we want students to experience those successes as well.
Well, to recap what we talked about, again, what's driving the shift towards skill-based hiring, Doris?
Employers are struggling to find talent because they had some artificial requirements, sometimes in what they were requiring to hire for the job. And then that has shifted in their recruitment strategy so that they can be more strategic about who they need to hire for what roles, expanding their talent pool. Mm-hmm. And then changing that environment internally to constantly be aware of what skills are needed and what skills do I need to invest in so that I could be ready for that growth as an employer, and then as an employee, I can be ready to go when those jobs open up.
Exactly. What are three tips to help workers and adult students leverage their skills for these career opportunities?
So first thing we would say, capture. We talked about, you know, it's important to know what your skills are, but capture that into a LinkedIn profile or some sort of, you know, digital profile so that you can make that shareable. A lot of employers are starting to use LinkedIn to find appropriate skills. Two is take advantage of your employment, like employers' opportunities for training and development. Some people wait. Some people don't take advantage. Do that now so that you're ready to go when those jobs open up. And then the third is, if you are in classes, keep track of the skills you're learning in their course, in the coursework. Recreate profiles for students so that they can monitor as they demonstrate a skill in each course. That becomes part of their profile that they can make shareable. So those are critical.
Mm-hmm. And for employers, what about them? What tips do you have to help them retain talent in this changing workplace environment? Because it is dynamic, no doubt. You know, if it isn't already there, it's coming, right?
Oh, absolutely. So the first thing is know what skills you need for each of those roles. Second thing is make it transparent, because we saw what the research said in our Career Optimism Index that employees want to stay, but you need to make it clear on how they'll grow if they stay. And then providing those career opportunities to train up, skill up, or provide benefits for them to take courses. And then create that in a system to track it. So make sure you know what skills you have from the current talent pool. Make sure you know what skills you're going to need as you do new strategies or as you grow, so that you can start matching internally what opportunities might be available and getting those people ready versus trying to just go outside every time.
Yeah, I think some businesses might be a little surprised, because sometimes they get so business-centric. They think the growth is only about them. But you've got to bring your employees along with that growth dynamic. If not, they will get frustrated, and they're going to find some other place to work. And that's a loss for you and a gain for another company, especially if you've got an employee that's going through this process, and they are, you know, growing and developing their skill set as well. Doris Savron has been our guest, Vice Provost of Colleges Assessment and Curriculum at the University of Phoenix. Where can they go for more information, Doris?
They can go to phoenix.edu/blog/skills.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have Evie Bear Carroll, because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, lots to talk about here. First of all, hey, let's talk about The Chosen. They had the teal carpet premiere already. You know, people are getting a preview of season four, you know, and it's going to be another good one. No doubt.
Yes, isn't it great that they keep giving us great content that we know is safe for the family? Yay! and we're in season four already, and so that's so great. And you know, we went to the teal carpet and saw the cast, and you know, it was a great experience. And once again, they're doing some, you know, wholesome stuff.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, as we're talking with, you know, Dallas and his dad, Jerry, you know, the writing, the whole production, all the elements. I mean, this is something you do in layers, right? I mean, it just, each layer, the way it's being handled is just, it's inspiring. It's brilliant. And I think it encourages others who are, you know, coming into the genre and appreciating, well, wait a minute, you know, people of faith, families, they want to watch wholesome movies, and they're responding to this. And Chosen, as a production entity and a product, is having an incredible, I believe, an incredible impact on Hollywood and other, you know, would-be movie producers, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, because they're seeing it as, what is this thing, and what, how is it doing so well, and how is it made so well? You know, and it's outside of Hollywood, but now it's been brought into the fold because it's on even Netflix now that you can find it. And so it's such a great thing, right? Because it shows Hollywood that this is what people want. They want biblical sound, wonderful content that, you know, their family can watch, and so it's a win for us, right? It's
yeah,
a win
exactly.
for Christians.
Well, the deal is they want it so bad that they'll pay for it in more than just a ticket. I mean, they will pay for it in terms of becoming investors to make sure that, you know, the season continues. I think when we talked to Dallas last time, he wants to see seven seasons, right?
Yes. So that's exciting. And then, you know, I'm curious on what's going to happen after the 17th because they built such a big studio in Texas and Utah. And so hopefully, you know, we can continue with some great content even after the seven seasons.
Well, I'm sure there'll be another aspect of the Bible that Dallas and the team can work with. Maybe might be more of a focus on, you know, on the Old Testament and how the Old Testament reveals the New Testament. And so you get the tie in there because, you know, a lot of people do not realize that, you know, the New Testament is just a continuation of the Old. And Jesus is woven throughout the Old Testament, but you have to have eyes and ears and a heart and a passion, you know, to look for it and see it, you know, and, you know, God says, look at, for those who earnestly seek me, they will be rewarded appropriately. And so maybe, you know, I don't know, I'm just talking off the top of my head. So, anybody's idea will work, but you know, Dallas and the team, they're not, I don't see how they're going to stop. You know, they'll keep on going.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be another project to work with. Let's talk about a movie that's, you know, I had a chance to view this and I thought they did a great job. And it's going to be coming to a theater near you shortly. And that's Ordinary Angels.
Yes, this is such a wonderful movie because it talks about a true story of a woman who doesn't really acknowledge that she's an alcoholic, but once her friend, you know, forces her into the AA meeting, she realizes that she has, you know, a problem, and she's an addict, and so she finds a young girl, hears about a young girl who's sick and needs, you know, financial help from this and needs, you know, support. And she puts all of her kind of her energy into helping her find, you know, financial support and fundraising. And and it's such an interesting story because it shows, you know, not just ordinary angels, but, you know, broken people can help other people and step up to be an angel in this, you know, situation or in any situation, and God can redeem anyone. And so it's a beautiful story. And, you know, at first the father of the little girl says, no, we don't need any help. We don't need any help, you know.
Yeah. Like any proud, you know, super proud individual father may respond to quite
yes.
easily. And by the way, let's talk about Hilary Swank does an incredible job as the ordinary angel here that we're talking about, right?
She does a wonderful job. She is very, you know, realistic and very, you know, she just does a great job. You can tell that she's such a talented actress. And then the father who plays in the show Reacher, he's very popular for the show Reacher. He did a fabulous job, too. So and he's a strong Christian. And so, you know, it's wonderful to see, you know, this movie with such great quality to come out and to. You know, I would take anyone to this type of movie. It's you don't have to just be a faith person. It's very well done, and it's very beautiful in how it ties in faith.
Yeah, and unlike Reacher, he's not blooding up anybody or doing, you know, exercising his size and muscles and bestiality. He's just a loving dad. You know, just loves the heck out of his daughter, and, you know, the family's having a tough time, and you know, sometimes it's hard to receive, you know, when you are in need. And that comes out in this movie as well. You know, and you talk about it's better to give than receive. And maybe when you watch this, you kind of understand that because it is, you know, we don't want to be people in need. But when you find yourself in need, it's what makes the blessing go around, right? Because you have to have, you know, somebody who is in need, and you have to have somebody who is there to participate in fulfilling and being the solution to that need. You know, somebody is going to co-partner with God. And in this case, when you watch this movie, it's nothing short of a miracle based on a true story, right?
Yes, it was so, you know, it was so realistic and how, you know, and I, my mother was sick for so many years. And so I felt like, you know, I understood the situation where someone's trying to help and it's hard to receive help. But it was a great example of that. And, you know, it was also a great example of being the help, you know, in hard situations to those, you know, and then even people who you see are struggling that you don't really know. And so, you know, it's just a lot of good messages in there. It also talks about other things that people can, you know, relate to, where the part about, you know, addiction, or there's a debt in it, or there's sickness, or there's grief. And so there's a lot of messages in there that, that can kind of minister to people.
Right. And how communities come together. You know, it's just amazing. I did want to talk about something else that we were looking at, and that is that America has become so addicted to streaming. You know, these cell phones, these devices that are before, you know, our kids and, you know, families today. And you're reporting that we streamed, America streamed 21 million years. This is incredible. It blows me away. 21 million years worth of video just last year alone, Evie.
Yes, and this is an increase. So it's really pretty crazy. It's 21% increase from the year before. So people are just spending hours and hours a day streaming content. I mean, we're addicted. This is an addiction right here. Yeah. We've become, you know, the people of Wall-E, right? Just totally addicted. And so we need to be mindful of our content, maybe to put on timers. There's timers you can put on your phone to say, no, you've done too much today. We're all in that situation, right? I'm speaking to myself too. I need to put the timer on to say, come on, you've watched too much, or you've consumed too much social media, which has its benefits, but a lot of times is not, right? It's got
it captures you in a way. And then there's links, because everything is all set up to kind of, you know, once it captures you, it will not let you go. It's like you're in the Hotel California here. And before you know it, like you said, you know, an hour is wasted, and you go, wow, you know, I don't even have an hour to talk to my kids, and here I am, I'm spending a stupid hour, you know, going down these different rabbit holes. And you're exactly right. I think we need to be more proactive about it, not only ourselves as an example to our other family members, but also with the kids that are mindful of it. What I love about, you know, in my technology, I have a program that tells me how much viewing of of online viewing that I've done in a given time, and so it's good to see, you know, and I feel better at times when it's down low, but sometimes when it's, you know, we're talking hours, I'm going, what was I doing, you know, what was happening that was driving that kind of increase in activity. So you know, we have to be careful to that end. And also, you know, with that in mind, an article at movieguide.org is, you've got an expert that is urging parents to take control of kids' social media use. So it starts with us. We can be that example and, you know, be the change that we want our kids to see, so that they can follow our leads, right?
You know, be more present in what your kids are doing.
Yeah. Go outside and play. Get some boo-boos. Yeah. Have fun. Have fun with the neighbors in all those good ways that you should. Evie Bear Carroll, because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious?